You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN, The Fan.
Bernie, excited for a little sports wrap to top the 9 o'clock hour here?
I can't contain myself there, Mark.
Well, let's do this thing. Sports Wrap is brought to you, as always, by Sporty Cuts. If you need a haircut, and when you do, head down to 7 Mile and Outer Drive and go see the Sporty Cut people. And they'll cut your hair, because that's why they call it Sporty Cuts. The three-game series is underway in Cleveland. We're now in the sixth. Indians lead the Tigers 3-1. They just put up a two-spot on Drew Smyly in the fifth. Victor Martinez, 11th homer. V-Mart with number 11, the only run so far of the night off Corey Kluber. And that's where we are. 3-1 with Kluber pitching, top six against, guess who? Victor Martinez, as we speak. Old number 41. Local scores first. Sports Night with Parker and Man, presented by Sporty Cuts. They're underway in San Antonio. It's very early in that basketball tilt between the Spurs and the Thunder in game number one. It's 10-5 already, San Antonio. Tim Duncan leads with 6 points. So I knew you'd be interested to hear that one. That's big.
Nice and so early. Tim Duncan's up 6-5.
Pretty much.
Over OKC, okay.
Game two for the Heat and Pacers is tomorrow night at 8:30 in Indiana. Pacers up 1-0. The NBA draft lottery happens 2 weeks. We'll find out if the Pistons can get that 8th spot or higher and keep the pick, or if it goes under 8, Charlotte Bobcats get the pick from the Ben Gordon trade in 12. Uh-oh. Stanley Cup playoffs, East Finals, game two. The Rangers in the second period lead the Canadiens 2-1. Rick Nash has finally scored again, his second goal of the postseason, to give the Rangers the lead in Montreal of that 2-1 margin. Kings and Blackhawks don't play their game two until Wednesday, not even tomorrow. Wednesday in Chicago, the Hawks up 1-0. Other baseball in the AL, light night of baseball action on this Monday. Royals over the White Sox, 5-0 third. Astros and Angels will go at 10:05 at the Big A in Anaheim. I don't care what it's called, it's the Big A to me always. National League, Reds over the Nationals, 2-0 seventh. Braves lead the Brewers 3-2 in the sixth. You got your French Open tennis that begins on Sunday in Paris. Rafael Nadal, the top seed for the men, going for a 9th singles title on the red clay of Roland Garros. Serena Williams tops for the women. And it's the Indy 500 week, along with Coca-Cola 600 NASCAR week, both races on Sunday. Las Vegas native Kurt Busch will run in both races, the Indy 500 first, then he flies to Charlotte or Concord, North Carolina, and then runs the Coca-Cola 600. He crashed in practice at the Brickyard today, but Busch said that his car should be ready for Carburation Day on Friday. That is your sports wrap presented by Sporty Cuts. So we told you a few. Well, let's just wrap, let's just set things again. It's 9 o'clock hour. Sports Night with Parker DeMann, Mark DeMann Wilson, Bernie Fratto in for Rob. Rob out in New York City on assignment, and Bernie in his stead had just came into town and said he was going to be here anyhow, so if Rob had been here, he just wanted to come and hang with us. And I said, look, Rob's not going to be here. Why don't you just do the show? And he said, abso-tively. Nothing Bernie would rather do than come in here to the Clear Channel building and hang with his buddy Wilson.
Guilty.
Thank you. Look at EP. EP, he just going, he's saying, you know what? Okay. All right, I'm good with it. Let's do this thing. Let's make this thing happen. He's got the thumbs up and everything. And you got your Gary and all the guys are there, and Nick and... Well, is there Josh? Are you there? Oh, yeah, I never know who comes and goes anymore. We usually have like 9 people. They brought 2. I guess we're slumming today or something. Or maybe it's because it's Victoria Day / Memorial Day week. Since Memorial... Can you believe Memorial Day is already this weekend?
Time really flies. We say it every year. But, yeah, it's, you know, we're week from June now.
I'll tell you, I just literally stopped my heat, you know, on auto, on the thermostat. But I still had to turn it on last night because it was a little chilly. I literally just did that. And we're starting summer for the most part. Finally out of this winter / cold weather doldrum, I think, for the most part, that we've had since last September. It's been cold since the end of September, people. And we just had snow not that long. It was like 3 weeks ago we had that last snowfall. Maybe it was a month. Maybe not even. All right, I'll wrap up the Silverdome auction with the unknown list that we came across. I got this. This is fresh.
This is really the good stuff here.
This is fresh Silverdome stuff. But first, let's take Todd in Lake Orion. Hi, Todd. You're on Sports Night with Parker DeMann.
Good evening, gentlemen.
What's up, Todd?
Yeah, I got to take exception. Ndamukong Suh certainly has his warts, both as a team leader and as a football player. But, you know... your assistant there, I don't mean to, in that interruption.
It's Bernie. You can go with Bernie. You can have a conversation. Yeah. You can talk to him.
Okay. Well, we normally only assign wins and loss records to two positions in football, and that's the coach and the quarterback.
Who's we?
Who's we?
I
mean, when we know what the coach's record and we know what the quarterback's record as a starter is. So, I mean, we say that Rod Marinelli went 0-16, right? We don't say, well, the starting right safety for the Lions.
You're making a straw man argument, my friend. I'll let you finish, but let's talk about Ndamukong Suh and what he's done for this franchise, which Mark and I were a part of for many years and respect and like and wish they would win. He has not done the job, period.
Has Matthew Stafford done the job?
Oh, you want to talk about Stafford? That's fine, too. Stafford's won two games against – okay, we can talk about Stafford. I don't know how Stafford makes – you make your Ndamukong Suh case. Stafford's won two games against teams with above 500 records. I get that. But he's not an attitude problem. He's not kicked out of games. And he, as a leader, tries to act as a leader. And I think Stafford can be here when the Lions win. And Ndamukong Suh doesn't want to be here. Stafford wants to be here. There's a big difference. Let's start right there.
Okay, so this is the same Matthew Stafford that, well, you know, we just didn't make enough plays, and, you know, we were there, but, you know, shucks, golly, you know, we were doing all right, but when, I haven't ever heard a Matthew Stafford come out and say this is unacceptable. I haven't heard Matthew Stafford come out and say, I'm going to be the guy that wins football games for us. That's what your quarterback is supposed to do. That's what the leader is supposed to do. That's what the franchise is supposed to do. And because they've paid him too much money, which has nothing to do with Ndamukong Suh, because he didn't sign that contract, if you want to base it on production and what they give you on the football field, Ndamukong Suh's a better football player.
No, I totally disagree. Stafford's thrown for 5,000 years. Stafford has had his warts, too. I'll give you that. And he's actually regressed. And there's some questions. Mark, you got your hand up.
Well, I just, Todd, you're right on. Everybody's fair game here.
Everybody's fair game.
I don't care if it's Calvin Johnson or Matt Stafford or Dominic Raiola or Ndamukong Suh. They're all fair game.
I think two players aren't fair game. Calvin Johnson and Joik Bell are not fair game. The rest are. But Ndamukong Suh continues to be the lightning rod. He continues to be the guy who's a total distraction, flat out.
Todd, you and I are on the same page. We're both kind of in his corner, but we're not sure about what he really provides anymore.
But what I know he provides, again, we can sit here and say this, and this isn't, again, man, the other guy. I don't know. From what I know, and I could say that he does have to, I don't know that Miguel Cabrera is a great leader. Now, every game that you're playing baseball, when he's on your team and swinging the bat for you guys, you're glad to have him.
You know what, but Todd, I'm in that. Let me tell you something about Miguel just real quick, because he gets this impression that because he doesn't speak the greatest or whatever.
I'm not calling that into question. I'm saying I've never
I know, but there's a perception that he's not a great leader. I've seen him do things in that clubhouse, take over sometimes and have some – he doesn't make a lot of grandiose speeches, but there are – people see him and they know who runs the
roost. He leads with his production.
He and Verlander have different ways of doing it, but
that's
I would say those two guys.
You don't need to be a rah-rah guy clapping hands.
And that's exactly my point with
But you don't need to be the guy. Go ahead. I'll let you finish it.
He's a leader on Saturday when that ball's high. You talked about them not being able to get off the field on third down. If you take Ndamukong Suh off that team, good God. They never get off the field.
Yeah, you're right.
Never get off the field now.
Yeah, but my point
they give up 400 points. They're 16-29 in the Ndamukong Suh era.
This is not going to be one. Todd, I get your point.
Well, what is his point?
That they give up 4,000 yards a game.
You don't need Ndamukong Suh. You can do that without Ndamukong Suh and his $22 million. And Jim Caldwell's a good man. And I hope he succeeds here in Detroit. He's under a lot of pressure, and they got to do something quickly. And Ndamukong Suh's not doing anything to help his boss in this matter. And I take exception to that.
Listen, I'm going to tell you this. Ndamukong Suh is only going to, if he's lucky, play 10 years in this league, if he's lucky. And at the end of that 10 years, Jim Caldwell, anybody else that calls this show, isn't going to cut him a check to pay for his knee operations and his hips and everything else that he loses playing football, period, but especially that position. So it doesn't matter whether he's a good guy or a bad guy, because there's a lot of good guys that lose and there's a lot of bad guys that win. That's not Ndamukong Suh's fault, and he's not there to be humanitarian of the year. He's not there to win the Walter Payton Award.
You're all over the plate. You're all over the map, my friend. Come on.
No, I'm telling
you're flailing away here.
That's not
you like Ndamukong Suh. I can respect that. I appreciate your call.
Thanks,
I appreciate
Todd.
Your
Thanks,
passion.
Todd.
And I thank you for taking the time to weigh in on this issue. I'm sorry, dude. Attitude's big. And Ndamukong Suh was not drafted in 2010 as what, the fifth, sixth player overall, whatever it is, to conduct
was it
second.
Two?
Was it that high?
Yeah.
All right, so he's had 4 years in the league, and they've been unremarkable.
Keith, you're on Sports Night with Parker and Man. Hi, Keith.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, Keith.
No, Suh had a great rookie year. I mean, but I agree with you, man. I don't see the production after that. I mean, rookie year, he was – I think he made the Pro Bowl, too.
Yes, he did.
Since he's been a rookie, he's been in that Pro Bowl.
He wasn't there last year, I don't believe.
Yeah, I don't think so. He might have been off.
He's regressed. Go ahead, Keith.
Yeah, his production has just not been there. But I didn't really call about that, but I had to chime in on that. Hey, man, I love the show, man. I love the introduction. That song always takes me back. Cheap on the Man.
There you go.
Oh, you like the Parker?
Freddie Prinze, 1977. Good call.
Wait a second. Someone else used that but us?
Hey, it's a different spin. It's a nice versions. I YouTubed, and I was like, wow, it's different. I mean, I always like that.
Well, because we have our own singer. Sing it, Keith. She comes in. She's great. She does her own version, obviously.
Yeah, it is awesome. I try to get to the radio at 7 o'clock. I'm so silly. I just want to hear it, like, every day.
You know, I think if you go to our website, parkerandtheman.com, you can pick up one of our former podcasts. It's right at the start of every podcast.
You know, and I watch you guys sometime online. That is a cool little nobody else has done that. That's a nice
I know. Watch. You can watch us. We can wave to you. We can say hi. And we can spit up or something. And you can say, look, they just vomited. There's something wrong with those guys. They need a doctor.
That's right. I mean, it's cool, man. I really enjoy the show. But, man, if they lose that lottery or if the Pistons lose their pick this year, what a travesty that will be. I mean, they've got on ESPN where you can do the little – mock lottery. I just can't imagine. If they got a top three pick, can you imagine what that player will look like?
Well, I was going to bring this up tomorrow night, though, Keith, because if you look at the odds on getting the eight or above, it's like 74% to get the eighth pick. After that, when you go up, they have 0% chance to get 4-7. I'm not sure why it's zero. And then from 1, 2, and 3, they have a like 3% chance for each of those. So it's like a 9% chance to get 1, 2, 3 in that combo. But zero chance to get 4-7. Do you know why that is? Maybe I'm stupid. I don't know the numbers, but it said 0% chance.
You know, it's probably 0.11.
But why is there a better chance to get the first, second, and third if there's no chance to get the 4-7?
Yeah, it's not zero, but, rounded off, it's like under 1%. That's what I think it is.
That's weird to me. So right now, I mean, unless something really goes wrong, and if it goes to 9, they lose the pick.
But you know what it is, too, Mark? The thing is fixed. I mean, you know who's going to end with the number one pick?
What Lakers. That's the theory, right? The Lakers?
Exactly.
Is that where you were going, Keith?
That's exactly where I was going,
that's,
man.
That's what I hear, too. So maybe they'll freeze that ping pong ball or whatever they do with Patrick Ewing, right?
Exactly.
Or the card.
If the Lakers get number one pick, I'm convinced it's fixed because it's been too many years.
I'm with you,
Keith,
man.
Keith, hold on. You think it's fixed? Who's the rousing choice you got to pick with the first guy? Really, Wiggins? Are you dying for Wiggins?
Jabari Parker,
you think Jabari Parker is going to change the way you play?
Well, I mean,
be careful what you wish for.
Have a top three pick and a
This is not the draft from heaven where there's a guy that's going to really markedly change your team.
It's a strong draft. There's a lot of talent in this draft.
Yeah, this is not a game changing draft.
If the Pistons pick, if they keep that pick, just think if they would pick 10 this year, it's way stronger than last year.
Dude, Gary Harris is still projected as the Pistons pick. Gary Harris.
I love Gary Harris.
I do. I'm not ripping my Spartan brethren, but if that's the 10th best pick, the 8th pick in the draft.
Wouldn't you rather have him than Pope? I would. And I
After that last game KCP played, maybe not. He had that 30-point game at the end.
I think he has the potential. Well, come on, that was one game. But my thing is, too,
they're different positions, Keith. They're different positions.
Right. I mean, when Dumars made that trade, I didn't understand it. I mean, it's one of these dumb moves that Dumars made. They got rid of Ben Gordon and gave up a condition. That was like the oldest store pick.
Keith. I thought it was addition by subtraction.
Did you really?
Yeah, I did.
I mean, they weren't going anywhere anyway, and you give up your future pick. It doesn't make any sense. They got nothing out of this deal.
No
matter what, they lose it next year, right?
Right, they lose it next year. Yeah, no matter what happens. Mm-hmm.
So, what did they gain? You gave up a first-round pick.
Especially if Van Gundy has a bad first year and all of a sudden it's the number 3 or 4 pick. It's not protected.
Right. I mean, it's going to hurt.
Yeah.
I'll call you back tomorrow.
We'll talk more about it tomorrow. Thanks, Keith. Appreciate it. 248-848-1130. Here's your buddy, KC. What's going on, KC?
What's happening? Happy Victoria Day, guys.
Bernie Fratto.
Right back
here.
At you, Casey.
Come on, Bernie's in the house.
I know, and you know, that's the beginning of the warm weather, but it's also the start of 6 months of toque-free hair for the Canadians.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah. And we've got a gray hair in that fine Canadian Buster cowboy call-in. My question for Buster is, does he have to pay for his prostitutes and flannel?
I think Rob Ford, I have no comeback for that.
Okay, but, Bernie, you said you could never leave Michigan. I think that ankle tether says so.
Yeah, too many parking tickets. That's what I get for hiring the law firm of Dewey, Cheatham, and Howell.
There you go.
You know, I live in Las Vegas now, Casey. I haven't lived here for 4.5 years.
Well, I heard that intro, and you sound like you've been really busy in radio. I thought you were just organizing walking tours for Casey Kasem.
Walking you know tours what? For Casey Kasem.
You know what? He went missing, and he's back now. Mark, remember we met Casey at Art Volo's party? And he says, where's the bar? And Mark says, you keep your feet on the ground.
Keep reaching for the stars. His, I said the other night, Casey, his new line is, keep your feet on the ground, keep reaching for my wallet.
And yeah, I know Rob is in New York. Is he subletting another apartment for Charlie Pugh?
No. Charles Pugh? Casey, you're on fire tonight.
And Bernie, you said the Lions can't stop a parade. They've been stopping championship parades since 1957.
That's right. Stopping championship
parades.
You
got me on that one, Casey.
Since 1957.
What are you weighing on in Ndamukong Suh, Casey?
You know, this guy is a psycho. I don't know who's handling this guy, but
his sister.
He has to either keep his name in the. It's like Madonna or Rodman. He has to keep his name in the news, and that's why I think he's right behind this, you know, not signing the contract, not going to the OTAs or going to the voluntary camp, because it keeps his name out there. It keeps his name in people's mouths. Either that or he is just one of these psycho head cases that Heath Evans that wrote that article about, you know, him having to show up Jimmy Handshakes, you know, in the meetings and stuff. And a couple of players, you know, agreed with him. I think this guy is like the alpha dog. He has to, you know, he has to control the situation. He has to control the media, if you will. Otherwise, can you give me a reason why this guy wants to stay? And we can play.
He doesn't want to stay here.
Longer's organization because they're not winners.
Thanks, Casey.
I don't think he's wanted to be here for 2 years.
Vince, South Lyon, you're on Sportsnet with Parker Man. Hi, Vince.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's up?
Mark, how's the rash?
How's the rash?
Yeah.
Are you trying to do comedy, Vince? What are you doing?
No, you know, it's hard to follow up KC.
Oh, okay. I'll give you. How's the rash?
You mentioned prostitutes. You know what you call a prostitute with a runny nose?
What?
Full.
Dude, you're killing me today. What's going on here?
Well, I just wanted to say that my feeling is I think Bernie's got a hit. As always, Bernie's right on the money. And Ndamukong Suh is not a psycho. He's a very – everybody's always said how smart he is. Every single athlete, professional athlete, basketball, football, hockey, whatever, they want to be a free agent as soon as possible. I don't understand why all this, not you guys in particular, but all the media, all the bullshit.
Dude.
All this stuff about.
Got to hang up on
you.
Did I hit it?
I want to piggyback on earlier. Look, whether it be Bob Probert, even Isaiah Thomas was no choir boy.
Ricky
Mahorn? Yeah, I think he did.
Okay.
Dennis Rodman. But when they stepped between the lines, they did everything to help this team, their teams win, and they represented this city well. There's something great about Detroit as a sports town, in that its teams, the successful one, mirror the city's image. I don't think Ndamukong Suh fits that. That bothers me.
I totally disagree with everything you say. I just don't know.
Wait, what is your love affair with Ndamukong Suh? Win a ball game. Excuse me.
I know,
me.
But
hello?
He's one piece out of 22. He's
what?
One piece out of 22.
Please, no. You don't throw him. No. Yeah, $22 million
defensive
cap
tackles
hit.
Tackles have never won championships.
Then get the hell out of here
there.
If he's not going to help you win a championship.
What's your old saying, Mark? Warren Sapp didn't win the championship.
If you're not, I love Warren
piece.
Sapp. Nobody played harder, and he helped his team.
And he had Hall of Famers around
guy.
Him.
Oh, okay, fine.
Edward, you're on Sportsnet with Parker and the Man.
What's boy, up? Oh boy, you guys are stepping on my bunion this evening.
Hit it. Bunion. That's a Mark Wilson word.
Hit the bunion.
I guess to listen to you two, I guess they just hand out all pros and Pro Bowls and being voted the most feared in the NFL.
Yeah, they pretty much do. Actually,
Edward, what do you mean, me too? I'm the one who says the guy has deserved what he's gotten.
Has he helped your team win football games, the meaningful football games? Has he?
Most definitely. This is what we have to.
Most definitely.
Oh,
my God.
This is what we got to realize. We got to begin to fess up in this town.
Okay.
The Lions were 6-3 last year with the drops, the spotty coaching, with everything that you could point to about this team that's bad. But guess what? The quarterback played well. The last half of last season, quarterback Matt Stafford, in his fifth season, played some of the worst football, not only of his career, but in the entire NFL.
No argument there.
And
I'm with you.
Matt Stafford, who's getting paid like he's being paid, begins to be reliable. Let's forget about being a franchise quarterback. Begins to be reliable, then that's when we can begin to have these real comparison conversations. Sue, when we have a conversation about Sue, the story, the talk, the debate begins with the top players in the NFL. When we talk about Stafford, we're just trying to figure out whether or not he's the 17th or 16th
okay.
best quarterback in the league.
And let me respond to that. I don't argue with any of that, but Stafford wants to be here. He represents this franchise. He's working his tail off to try to deliver something this town hasn't had in 57. I don't feel that out of Ndamukong Suh. There's no argument there. He's a distraction. He's a pain in the ass. He's been suspended multiple times. He has not helped this team win. And now he's got to play a game with his new coach starting off on the wrong foot. If Ndamukong Suh was your employee, would you appreciate that? I don't think so.
Well, let's go back what you just said about he doesn't give you the impression. Suh lobbied his teammates to be a captain. He goes out. He's voted captain. He goes out. He's voted Pro Bowler, All Pro. Voted most feared in the NFL by his colleagues. Oh, by the way, right above Calvin Johnson. Now, on the other hand, what did Stafford lobby to be a captain, or was he just anointed captain? Did he go out there and show anybody?
Hey, Edward, hold on, though. I mean,
Look,
we're
using,
all with you on the staff.
I don't
made a
get
Pro Bowl.
Using
yeah, hold
Matt
on, wait
Stafford
a second.
As a pawn.
Matt Stafford has broken every passing. I know that wasn't easy to do. I mean, it wasn't hard to do because the passing records here are like nothing. But he has done that. I don't think it's a battle between Sue and Stafford. They're both responsible. They're both culpable for what has happened here. And whether or not he's anointed, that's the quarterback. It's a whole different position. It's a whole different deal.
What I'm bristling is at the notion, well, he doesn't give me the feeling that XYZ. We have one guy who's got a trophy case full of accolades. We got another guy who, yeah, he's got a cotton candy bag full of yardage. But there's been no, it's not
No, I know. Hey Edward.
Will Stafford be there tomorrow, or is he a distraction?
Who was that?
Matt Stafford. Will he beat the OTAs?
Of course.
Of course, exactly. Will Ndamukong Suh?
He's been in practice every day as far as
Paul Opesh says he'll be there.
Okay, well, then what are we arguing about?
As far as we know, this is the only time Suh has missed any type of meeting, correct?
Well, he never comes to anything.
He wasn't at the involuntary workouts.
You know, he hasn't spoken to anyone since before Christmas.
This is want to be here.
This is
May. Hello.
I think that the Detroit media, especially Sports Talk Radio, has really carried the water on this topic. Here it is. We're in the age of Twitter and Facebook and everything else. There's been no bad comments by Suh or his people, by his teammates. No tweets, no Facebook posts, nothing embarrassing, nothing throwing anybody under the bus. And here we're talking about a guy that doesn't want to.
Hey, I'm with you, Edward, on that part. Thanks, man. I got to let you go because we're way behind. But I am with you on that part. Is that no one seems to badmouth him behind his back necessarily, and until they make him voluntary, those are the ones he needs to come to the mandatory. The voluntary ones he does not. I don't even know what I'm saying anymore. I'm so lost on the Suh thing. Look, we are way behind. Scott, hang on. We'll get to you. It's Sports Night with Parker Man. Bernie in for Rob. It's a great discussion on Suh tonight with him. On the eve of the OTAs, Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan. Hit it.
Following message is furnished by Major League Baseball.
It's Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Rob and Mark do it right every night. Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
Indians still lead the Tigers 3-1. We've only got 25 minutes left with Bernie tonight, so let's take Scott in Clinton Township. Scott, you're on Sports Night with Parker and the Man. Hi, Scott. What's up?
Hey, gentlemen. How you doing tonight?
Good, Scott.
Good. Real quick, Mark, you asked a question about the Pistons in the draft, and
They can't get number 4 through 7. You said there were 0%?
Yeah.
The reason for that is because they only do the balls for spots 1 through 3. So
1 through 3.
And then everybody goes in order after that based on the record.
So 4 through 7 go through order, and then it's possible they can't get the 8?
No, they're slotted for the 8th right now.
But can they get the 9?
Yeah.
Yes, yeah, because they can fall below the 8, which is when Charlotte takes the pick.
Right. Yeah, because if right now Milwaukee's got the 1 based on the record, but if 3 teams are pulled before Milwaukee, you know, through the balls, then Milwaukee gets the 4th pick, and everybody.
So the Pistons have 3% chance on the balls at 1, 2, and 3. Nothing at 4, 6, 5, 6, and 7.
Correct.
They fall in line 4, 5, 6, and 7. Pistons sit at the 8th pick, so right there. How is it possible to get the 9th or 10th or worse?
Because the first 3 spots are based on the balls. So Milwaukee technically could get the 4th pick if 3 teams are.
Why do I do this every year with this stupid lottery? I don't know why it confuses me, and that shouldn't. But I had other people who've been in this business forever who were confused.
Well, clearly,
and asked me the question.
Milwaukee's got the first spot because of their record. But they do the balls for the first 3 spots. So technically, 3 teams could jump Milwaukee. So if Milwaukee goes to 4, then everybody else can go back.
So by that low percentage, they can still jump the Bucks.
Yeah.
So right, but 74% is still 25% chance that the Pistons don't get the 8.
Yeah. So
if they get 9, the Bobcats take that pick then.
Right. So technically, the Pistons are in 8th right now. They could fall back as much as 3 spots, so they could technically be 11th if 3 teams jump the Bucks.
Okay.
So.
Scott, thanks for explaining it, even though I had to do this every single freaking year.
Well, trust me, I didn't know this off the top of my head. I had to look it up.
Oh, okay.
Because every year I have to look it up, too, because I always forget.
Scott, thanks, man. Appreciate it.
All right, you guys take care.
All right, more with Bernie coming up and a sports wrap next on Sports Night with Parker and the Man. Thank you, Scott.
What up, though, Detroit? This is Joyc Bell. You listen to Sports Night with Parker and the Man on the Fan.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man on Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
Time for a sports wrap brought to you by Sporty Cuts. Get your hair cut 7 mile an hour. Get a high top fade over there at Sporty Cuts because you got to get a haircut sometime. All the time. Start of the 3-game series in Cleveland right now. Rajai Davis has come through again with a 2-run double to go along with the March 11th homer of the season. Now a 3-3 game that tied it up in Cleveland. Drew Smiley still on the hill for the Tigers. Corey Kluber still going for the Indians. And it looks like we're heading to bottom 7. 3-3. That's the score right now, so the Tigers have tied it up. Local scores first. Sports Night with Parker and the Man, presented by Sporty Cuts. San Antonio leads game 1 of the Western NBA playoff finals. 43-35 second quarter. Tim Duncan's got 17 already. So he's the hot hand for the Spurs over the Thunder as we speak. Game 2. Heat and Pacers tomorrow night, 8:30 in Indiana. And as you heard from Scott, the NBA draft lottery happens too, and somehow the Pistons will get something. Stanley Cup playoffs, Eastern Finals, Game 2. The Rangers now up 3-1 over the Canadiens in the second. The guy who just went to the funeral of his own mother this weekend, Martin Saint-Louis, scores the 5th goal of the postseason for him to give the Rangers the 3-1 lead. Playing through it, the entire Rangers team went to the funeral of his mother. Kings and Blackhawks don't play their game 2 until Wednesday in Chicago. Hawks up 1-0. Other baseball, American League, Royals over the White Sox 6-4 in the fourth. Astros, Angels get going in about 20 minutes from now. National League, Reds lead at D.C. against Washington 2-1 in the eighth. And the Braves over the Brewers 4-2 now in the seventh. That is your sports wrap presented to you by Sporty Cuts. All right, so we did that auction thing for the Silverdome. The items that will be up for bid starting on Wednesday. You can bid till the 29th of May. And, Bernie, that made some sense, right? The seats, the pretzel warmers, the boxing ring, signs, light posts, computers. Chuck Schmidt, you can buy him. He's still sitting there. He hasn't left the building. Gary Muller still doesn't know what's going on, so he's there. You can buy him. But here's the list people don't know.
Yeah, this is the good stuff here.
This is the
stuff.
You
had to do some digging here.
I had to call my Silverdome peeps.
Mm-hmm.
And say, tell me, you know, what we got.
It's called Mike Abington or?
Abdenauer?
Not Abdenauer. He was a trainer. Abington. He was the GM of the old.
Oh, God, no. You're way back now.
Yeah.
In the old Silverdome Port Authority or something?
Yeah.
Okay, so anyhow, it's the Silverdome Auction Unknown List. First of all, Bernie, you're going to want this. You can buy this starting at $5. Wayne Fonce's saliva-soaked Mickey Mouse ears.
That's going to fetch a big price there, my friend. Captain Wayno.
Cap, remember he put the Mickey Mouse ears on? Boy. He was so angry that day because he did it for kids' charity. Those Mickey Mouse ears you can buy. Jerry Ball's lobster bib is still sitting in there.
Oh, man.
With original
He's
butter.
He's going to punch you through the radio on that one.
Jerry Ball, come and do it. Hulk Hogan's ripped thong from WrestleMania. It's up for sale.
Is that right?
Yeah. Two, count them two, brand new Aaron Gibson jock straps. They're still sitting, because he never used them. You know, his mom was a clown.
Everybody loves a clown.
No, she
just
really was.
Gary
she was
Lewis.
A professional clown.
You're kidding.
Aaron Gibson's mother was a professional clown.
So was Aaron.
As it turned out.
How was that for a first-round draft choice?
You're going to want to run to your computer, not walk.
Yeah.
When you hear about this one. Scott Mitchell's pacifier is still at the Silverdome.
Remember when you made fun of him at the Halloween party?
Bueno. Brooke Steppy's unused sanitary.
Former Piston Brooke Steppy, very nice.
Played at the Silverdome.
Not to be confused with David Thirdkill.
Hey, this is big, because the guy who was at the Silverdome is a big name now. You're going to want this as a collectible. Dick Vitale's members-only
jacket.
Jacket with original pit stains. Dick Vitale, Dickie V. There's a PTP. I was on the sideline of the Silverdome. This is huge. I can't even believe this is up for sale. Adrian Dantley's ego is still sitting at the Silverdome. You can buy that? Adrian Dantley's ego? I didn't know that.
What about Mark Aguirre's?
Oh, wait. You guys want some collectibles? You guys over there doing the TriCaster? You guys there, Nick and the rest of you, Gary and Josh? 70,000 never used tickets from the Syracuse Maryland Cherry Bowl. You could get.
Beautiful.
Gino Toretta's dop kit. I don't know why that's there.
Worst Heisman Trophy winner of all time.
But he was a Lion for like 5 minutes.
He was.
Oh, you guys want a keepsake from Detroit Piston basketball back at the Silverdome? William Bedford's bong and coke spoon.
Oh, Lord, no.
Yep. You know, he spent 10 years in prison. Bedford did.
Yeah, that was sad. He was a great, he was actually a great player, too.
Oh, this is huge. You guys like NFL footballs from the old Lions days? Every football Andre Ware threw over Robert Clark's head is available for purchase starting at $5.
Those line drives in the back of guys' heads.
Fire him over his head.
How about the clipboard he carried on the sideline? Is that up for sale?
No, sorry, he took it with him.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. That was a $3 million clipboard.
He knew it'd be
best
worth
job in the history of sports.
A signed subpoena by the late Jeff Comlow.
God rest his soul.
No, he went to jail.
Yes, he did.
This is fantastic. If you're a big concert fan, you're a big rock and roll fanatic, and you love those old shows at the Silverdome, a deli platter left over from the Who concert is still available. Probably still
deli
good.
Deli platter.
Got the original deli platter. And finally, last but not least.
Well, there might be a couple more, actually.
Oh, you have some?
There could be.
Oh, I didn't know.
There could be.
A book of motivational poems by Daryl Rogers. So,
but not the tiles in the ceiling.
Not the tiles in the ceiling.
There was big news. August 7th, 1999.
You better hurry these up.
Barry Sanders retired, but what's up for auction? Ron Powell's stat sheet. He signed with
Is that right?
Yeah, it looks just like this, a blank sheet of paper.
Blank sheet of paper.
Yeah, but this is a knockoff. Don't buy that one. How about the bus ticket? Bobby Ross never bought anybody for leaving town.
You found him?
They're up for auction.
Oh, Lord, no.
It's a one-way bus ticket.
There he was.
Yeah, there it is. And finally, the motorcycle.
Marty
Morninghoog rode off on.
Marty Morninghoog.
They actually pay you to take it off off their hands.
You and the motorcycle you rode it on, Marty.
I'm hacked off.
They don't have that one. I'm sorry. They don't have that one. That would have been good to play.
How about the bar? Because the bar was high.
Oh, we should find that bar. My line used to be, the bar was high, and now the bar is open. Because you got to be drinking early when you watch Marty Morningwig's Detroit Lions. There you go. Silverdome auction starts on Wednesday. We'll wrap things up with last call time on Sports Night with Parker and the Man next. Bernie Fratto for Rob on Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
Hey, this is Joe Dumars, and you're listening to Detroit's Late Night Talk King. Sports Night with Parker and the Man. Rob and Mark do it right.
Rob and Mark do it right every night. Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
Hey, once again, just to tell you, if you got any problem with your vehicle, if you just need routine maintenance, you need to take that car, truck, or van of yours, the one that is so precious to you, to Mike and his great people and the pros at Expert Car Care. They offer you a free inspection. They guarantee the lowest prices in town. Why wouldn't you go? You'll be back on the road safe and sound the same day. Expert Car Care services everything, top to bottom, front to back, whether it's something as simple as a wiper blade or a major as a replacing an engine or transmission. And if you mention Parker and the Man, thank you very little, you'll receive not only a free oil change with any work done, but also a free front wheel alignment, if needed. That's over $100, no hollas, in savings passed on to you just for saying Parker and the Man. It's Expert Car Care, has locations for you, two great ones, 7 Mile between Myers in Wyoming and 8 Mile between Mount and Van Dyke. It's XPERT, Expert Car Care, your one-stop auto repair shop. On this Victoria Day 2014, happy Victoria Day to all our Canadian buds and friends and pals and ladies. Bernie Fratto, have a few more minutes in for Rob. And then tomorrow, don't forget to hit my thing on there, Gary. We got to tell them what tomorrow is. Tomorrow's a big deal. It's a you-know-what. It's a, this thing.
Take out the papers in the trash. Are you looking up in the cash?
Bernie,
love it.
The Trash Talking Twitter Tuesday. You want to trash anything, you can do it on the air at the number 248-848-1130 tomorrow, or you go on to at Parker and the Man. You can do it with the hashtag TTTT, Trash Talking Twitter Tuesday. Use the hashtag TTTT.
So for future reference, I could participate from Las Vegas.
Absolutely.
TTTT.
Yeah.
Four T's.
Four T's.
Trash Talking
Twitter
Tuesday. Just hashtag
it at four T's.
I'll jump in.
Come on in. The water's fine. The last thing I wanted to ask you is just a quick synopsis. I see they have headline in the Free Press there, and you've got the paper with you. Beeline Izzo made Pistons short list for coach. I got newsflash for you. They made no list. They put together a list. They stuck their names on it. John Beeline and Tom Izzo were never up for the Pistons job. This was a Van Gundy-Goris thing from get-go.
You're exactly right. Stan Van Gundy wowed him. He had like an 8-hour presentation with all these notebooks and plans because he wants to be able to – it's the old Bill Parcells – if I'm going to cook the meal, I want to shop for the groceries, too. Tom Gore is relying heavily on Stan Van Gundy, but I think he's in good hands if he gives him time.
Well, you know, Ping, our guy Ping, you know, he worked with Van Gundy down in Orlando. I mean, worked with him. I mean, he was there a lot.
Dude, Stan Van Gundy was with NBC Sports last year. He came through Las Vegas twice, did two Run and Rebel games for national TV. And I always wanted to talk to him, and I had not one but two 20, 25-minute conversations. The guy's affable. He's a gentleman. He's going to get along well with people. But believe it or not, I mean, he's got a resume in the NBA. He really knows an incredible amount about basketball and basketball personnel. I think he's going to do good.
We're going to get to more of that with the draft lottery. And then more. Beth, I promise you I'm going to talk about California Chrome and the Triple Crown stuff tomorrow. But I brought this up. I hate to tease stuff. It doesn't make it. Jerry Rice Jr. is the guy we were talking about from UNLV.
Okay.
He's in Ravens camp. John Harbaugh says nice things. But the guy caught 11 balls in his career at UNLV.
He went to UCLA, could not get on the field, transferred to UNLV. He was the number four target, caught some balls as a possession receiver in the Mountain West Conference. He's 5'11", runs about a 4.7 40.
One touchdown pass caught at UNLV.
Look. He's not going to make the team, but I wish him well. He's giving it a try. He's riding his dad's name. He couldn't get on the field at UCLA. Could barely get on the field.
What is he, 5'10", wet?
5'11". He's a decent football player. He's not fat.
Why didn't Bobby play him at UNLV? I mean,
because there were better guys.
There were better guys.
Devontae Davis was.
And they had a good year.
They went to a bowl game.
Yeah.
Devontae Davis is a better receiver. I mean,
that's where Rice Jr. caught his only touchdown pass was in a bowl game.
North Texas State, yeah. He doesn't have the speed or the oomph. He's kind of like Chris Durham without the speed. Chris Durham's slow.
Chris Durham without the speed.
Yeah, he's not as fast as Chris Durham.
Oh, really?
And he's shorter. And Chris Durham's, what, 6'4"?
Boy, isn't that funny? You got a guy like Jerry Rice Jr., and he's just not close. Not close.
Well, you know,
Apple
son of a Hall of Famer. I mean, that's a pretty tough measuring stick.
Well, Bernie, as you know, Rob likes to say at this point, wait for the good part. Here comes the good part, Bernie. Listen.
That I told you all through thick and thin, on up until the end. Parker's been your friend.
It's been your friend, Mark.
Bernie, thank you so much. Have a good trip back to the LV. I'll see you in Southern Nevada soon. Say hi to all the people out there. I miss them all. You know how much I love it out in Las Vegas.
Yes.
And say hi to the wife and the kids for me, and it's just great to have you here.
Well, thanks for having me. I always appreciate it. It's a great part of my life being you know, involved with you and Rob in the show over the years, and good to meet your new crew back there. A bunch of great guys, funny guys, some of the best radios off the air. But Mark, always good to be with you. I'll be back in August before the Johnny Manziel game. You'll have to do it then.
Thanks, EP. Thanks, Gary, Nick, Josh. Is that all we had? We didn't have anybody else. I still said, where's my rest? There should be like five more people here, but we're slumming it because of the Memorial Day weekend thing. And thank you for listening. Don't forget tomorrow at Trash Talk and Twitter Tuesday. I don't want to miss any of that. We will see you at that point. Sports Night with Parker Man recorded live in front of a tape studio audience, but I think you know that by now. You got your Fox Sports Radio next with Jason Smith. Tomorrow morning, Matt Shepard, 7 to 10. Don't miss Shep Show. And until that point, let me just say this to you. Olivia Fierro, call me.